Good morning, everybody. From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Bill Mitch, and here are some of your latest news headlines. The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed early Tuesday after a column was hit by a large container ship, sending vehicles and people into the Patapsco River. Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace told reporters Tuesday morning the scene was an active search and rescue. He says the search was being conducted on and in the water and on the ship's deck, and rescuers are looking for at least seven more people. The chief said sonar has detected vehicles in the water. Wallace said at least two people have been rescued from the water. One was not hurt. Another was in very serious condition. He added that the ship's crew was still on board. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has declared a state of emergency in the state, and we will be sure to update you throughout the day on this latest in the Baltimore bridge collapse. Back here to Delmarva, plans are in the works for a new community center in Pocomoke. The city recently announced it is partnering with the Boys and Girls Club of the Eastern Shore to build a new center. City manager of Pocomoke, John Barkley, tells us that right now, the city is eyeing the old Armory building as a potential location. However, there is no exact price tag just yet. The city says they plan to try to secure community development block grant funding with the Boys and Girls Club before moving forward with this project there in Pocomoke City. Be sure to catch the WBOC News at noon and the news at 4. Don't forget about the news at 5 on Fox 21. From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Bill Mitch. Hope everyone out there listening has a great day.